The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. And the date today, you know, I don't think I did the date last hour. You know, it really makes it really hard when grand juries are convened and we can't identify the date of the program. Today's date is the 21st of November, 2011. Here's the clip, by the way, for the Federal Reserve employee admitting that, yes, the Federal Reserve is a private for-profit corporation.
I had a really quick question. The Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco specifically, is that formed as a private corporation itself?
Yes, it is, actually. Our state chartered banks, banks under our charter own a small share of that, and we pay a dividend on those shares.
Okay, he said yes. Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark.
Corporations aren't private. They have their shareholders to look out for.
That's right. And do you have any shares in the Federal Reserve?
Not that I'm aware of. I haven't been contacted.
Yes, you do. Do you have any of those Federal Reserve notes in your pocket?
I have debts in my pocket.
Well, no, those are your debt shares.
Debt shares?
Yeah.
That makes me feel bad. I feel like a slave already.
I'm telling you, brother.
Hey, you know, since entrapment is no longer considered a crime, I guess, in the administrative world that we live in,
yeah,
we need to come up with a new name. How about premeditated policing?
How about, what was that movie that Scientology guy was in? Where they were proactively trying to prevent crimes. Minority Report, there we go. Yeah.
I guess now if you have a Corvette or something, they'll give you a ticket because you could go 140.
Well, I'll tell you what, this is getting weirder and crazier all the time.
It's a mad, mad world.
It's just flabbergasting me. I mean, they've blended the military with the police.
Right.
Now we have the police actively working for the FBI. And they're all scrambling around trying to find Al-Qaeda or trying to find homegrown terrorist groups or trying to find sovereign citizen movements. By the way, I forgot to mention that, in fact, they did catch up with Mr. Unger, apparently, and let me get this right here, according to Southern Poverty Law, despite his stealth, the IRS found Unger and hit him with a $116,000 federal tax lien last September. So
he wasn't hiding in a spider hole, was he?
I evidently, maybe a cave in Pakistan or Afghanistan, I don't know.
That would be a compound.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right.
Unger compound.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, and even with the police, would they come in, you know, and they consider you guilty, you know, that could be presumption policing. So, see, now we have premeditated policing and we have presumption policing.
Well,
John, that's what it's turned into.
Well, and ironically enough, what they have flipped the entire system into is you're guilty until they vet you and you prove yourself innocent. Hang on a second. I've got a break.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. Yeah, Mark, tell you what, this is getting crazier and crazier. We have ferreted out what has happened to our government. Administratively, they set up all kinds of official-sounding names and departments and agencies that claim that they have dominion and sway over anything and everybody. Now, in order to keep this ruse up, that we need body scanners in airports, and we need cameras on the streets, and we need the FBI making unannounced and without warrant. You know, I think the Fourth Amendment pretty much stated that probable cause, you've got to spell out what you're looking for specifically, and then you can obtain warrant and then show up and go get it. Well, now they're saying they don't need warrants, and they don't even have to tell you they've been there. They're monitoring everything that you do. Everywhere you shop, what you put on Facebook, what you put on anywhere, your phone conversations may be listened to by some unknown government agency to collect what information. They have used the excuse that if it's in public, you don't have the expectations of privacy. So the Face-It technology that they tried at the Super Bowl a couple of years ago that they admitted that didn't really work, But see, we got to have more cameras in New York City to track down terrorists like this character that they just dug up under a rock that was hand-held and guided into making and buying bomb products, whatever.
Premeditated policing.
Premeditated policing.
You know, we have Campbell's soup communism. It's because of all the alphabet agencies, don't you know? It's Campbell's soup communism. You remember that old show Father Knows Best with, what was it, Robert Young and Jane Wyman? That's who it was.
Yeah.
And they had a kid. They ought to just have a show now, Government Knows Best. And just be done with this. You don't have
Wait a minute. The only person that I guess would have to play the role of Jane Wyman would be Janet Napolitano, but it wouldn't be a male counterpart as her husband. We'd have to have another female in there.
Roberta Young.
Roberta Young. There you go.
Wouldn't that be something? I mean, that's what it is.
My God.
That's why sometimes I get so, I don't really get mad. I just get, how can we be putting up with this? How can the American people put up with this?
Because they have been programmed by the connection we call the corporate media to the corporate, you understand how that works. The propaganda channels.
Can't they see the net?
Of course they can, but they don't give a damn.
I mean, right now, you remember when Chavez was shut down a couple of his news stations and radio stations? They just threw the biggest hiss fit you ever saw. Well, Israel's doing the same thing right now. And you don't hear a word about it. Tell me which is more communistic, Venezuela or Israel, or us, for that matter. I don't see much difference twixt the three.
Well, as the founding fathers once were quoted as saying, beware of the foreign entanglements, and man, are we entangled.
Well, we got more entanglements. Feel like you're fishing with an old... never mind. Hey. Bird's nest was what was coming to mind there for a minute.
Right. All right. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate your call, friend.
You take care of yourself,
buddy. All right. Carl in Pennsylvania. Hello, Carl.
You there, John?
Well, I'm not over there. I'm right here.
Well, I heard some beeps and what have you. You mentioned my name.
Yeah, you were just coming up in queue.
Oh. You touched on several things tonight, and I'm just curious on a couple of them, whether you have any updates. You talked about Fast and Furious, and that killed American citizens in the form of Border Patrol. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Update. Has there been any indictments handed out for conspiracy to commit murder to Holder and his cronies?
And if there were, through what courts would that be run? Wouldn't that be run through federal courts?
It should be.
But they're not going to be. But they're not going to be.
Okay, point well taken.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question on something else you just brought up on that audio clip and confirmed that the Federal Reserve is a private organization, a private corporation.
Yes,
correct?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Now, if it's a private corporation, that means like any other corporation, it's got to pay taxes to the IRS, doesn't it?
Well, you would think.
And that means the IRS should be auditing them.
Well, I mean, they should be auditing GE. That's another corporation. But they, I think, made, I don't know how many, what was it, $47 billion or $57 billion, something like that. And they paid no taxes.
Hmm. But at least they were probably audited.
Well, yeah.
And found a few loopholes.
Yeah, I would say. But yet they'd be willing, if you don't pay your homage to the IRS, they'll come and confiscate everything you have, and if you put up too much of a fight, well, then they'll just throw you in a federal prison.
Or shoot you.
Or shoot you, if you resist too much.
Okay, John. I think I got my point across.
Yes,
talk
you did.
To you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah. And most of you are aware of the guy that's in the running for the CEO spot for the corporation known as the federal government. Newt Gingrich. Yes, now there's a trustworthy individual. And this is getting a lot of online buzz. Now, Newt suggested that the Occupy Wall Street people should go get a job, but first, they've got to take a shower. And it's kind of amazing that I'm reading his comments. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, the first thing that came to mind was hypocrisy. Republican presidential candidate Newt Gingrich has some advice for members of the Occupy Wall Street movement. Take a bath, get a job. Quoting him, Jefferson said that people that want to be both free and ignorant are asking for something that has never been and never will be. The former House Speaker told an audience during a debate at the First Federated Church in Des Moines Saturday, quoting again, Captain John Smith said in 1607, in the first English-speaking permanent colony to the aristocrats who paid their way and didn't want to work, if you don't work, you don't eat. Now let me take that for a brief moment to describe Occupy Wall Street. All of the Occupy movement starts with the premise that we owe them everything. They take over a public park they didn't pay for, to go nearby to use bathrooms they didn't pay for, to beg for food from places they don't want to pay for, to obstruct those who are going to work to pay the taxes, to sustain the bathrooms and sustain the parks so that they can self-righteously explain that they are the paragons of virtue to which we owe everything. He added, he's not done. Now, that's pretty good symptom of how much the left has collapsed as the moral system in this country and why you need to reassert something as simple as saying to them, go get a job right after you take a bath. Now, the Republican debate audience responded to that comment by filling the Christian church with some of the loudest applause of the evening. Only 2 days before, Gingrich found himself being mic-checked by members of the Occupy movement in Florida, and considering Saturday's remarks, the candidate can probably expect to hear more from the 99%. Now, I am going to make the assumption that a lot of these people that are now unemployed that were part of Occupy Wall Street at one time paid taxes. You see, the government folks, whether they be state, whether they be county, whether they be city, whether they be federal government, they don't create anything. They tax and redistribute. So am I to take this from Mr. Gingrich that these people have not paid anything into taxes? Government didn't pay for this, ostensibly by way of paying taxes to the government, city, state, federal, that they just redistribute those funds. Or if they're a little bit short, they just go to the Fed Reserve and, we need more money. Okay, let's order the Treasury to print it. Oh, but we got to back it by something. Oh, let's issue Treasury bonds. And the circus continues. Bob in California. Hello, Bob.
There, John. I want to ask you a question that's been kind of on my mind. There's hundreds of, you know, these Occupy folks around the country, and they're not working, and somebody is paying for them. I kind of feel it must be some power that we're not aware of. I think the overview, from what I understand, is ultimately have martial law, and if you can keep these people alive and pumped up enough to where they'll cause enough trouble, that'll probably cause us to try to get martial law. But there's got to be some power behind the power here. And I heard someone on the radio the other day, 6 weeks he's been up there working on that thing. Well, who can go 6 weeks without an income? Very few people that I know of. So I wondered if you had any idea who the power behind the...
I've read the same articles you have. I've read the speculation that George Soros, other organizations are pumping money into this. But I have only seen accusations. I've not seen any actual proof.
Well, I haven't read anything, so I didn't know anything.
Oh, okay.
This came to me as I was sitting here thinking about it. What's the purpose of this? Well, I think the ultimate purpose is to create enough chaos that we'll demand martial law, which, from what I understand, is the ultimate goal of the government is to augment that.
And, well, hang on a second, Bob. I got to take this break. Hang on 1 second. We'll be back.
Our Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Well, Bob, you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. You know, do you see what I was talking about here, how the stage is being set up with phony false flag incidents?
Right, sure.
That
they've had false flags for years.
Well absolutely. I mean, the Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened. Lyndon Baines Johnson came out with that piece of hudda to get us into the Vietnam War. It was not real. It was staged. You know,
all of them are staged. I think that World War One, the shooting at Ferdinand was staged. It's all staged.
Yeah.
War is the biggest money maker in the world. That's where everybody gets rich.
Well, and
including the Congress.
Well, absolutely. Now, you just brought up another subject. I'm not going to dive down that rabbit hole, but yeah, point well taken, Bob.
I have one subject I would also like to air just a little bit. One of the most dreadful things that I can think of, particularly these winter months, are all the homeless people on the streets, no place to sleep, you know, and no food and the like, and particularly veterans. And the thing that's keeping that or augmenting that to a large extent is the inability to get a job. Now, the reason they can't get a job is because some of them aren't worth minimum wage. There's many things they could do that we could pay them for, which would allow them to gain their self-respect, buy food, and have shelter, but it wouldn't qualify as a minimum wage.
Right.
And to think that the government can restrict the veterans in particular from doing what they can to care for themselves is a crime against humanity that I think has to be overcome. This is ridiculous. It's fought about by the unions trying to, you might say, keep their power. Same with the child labor laws. You know, you can't hardly hire a child under 18 or under 16. And when I was a boy, you were taught to learn to work as early as you could.
If you want to be self-reliant or you want to become a junior entrepreneur, if you set up a lemonade stand, well, you've got to go get a permit to sell your lemonade.
But I'm thinking all these homeless people. You know, there's a lot of guys around, and there's a lot of jobs, like hiring some guy to clean out my garage. It's not worth $8 an hour to me, but for some guy that's just doing nothing, I'd give him $5, $6 an hour. Mm-hmm. I might go ahead and do it. Yeah. I'd give him a little respect, a little money, a little food, and a little shelter. And we're outlawing that, and that's a crime against humanity.
Well, what I found to be most hypocritical of Newt Gingrich, take a bath, get a job. You know, I'm not for the nanny state. I'm not for people gleaning what they believe to be an entitlement from the government when it's just a wealth redistribution scheme. Is that how many millions and millions of jobs we've deindustrialized this country, and the jobs that were here are not here anymore. And what do they consider to be a good job? They're saying that, well, unemployment's about 8%, almost 9% in this country. No, it's not. It's over 22%. The rate of inflation right now is roughly 13%, almost 14%. And just hang on to your little hat until next year, with all this quantitative easing they've done to further erode the dollar, you're going to see prices skyrocket next year. So I wonder who the hell Mr. Gingrich is really talking about. How many professionals? Now, the way the Occupy Wall Street is being portrayed in the media, they're just disenfranchised hippies that don't want to work and just want to get free stuff from people. And that's not true. A lot of the people that have been to the Occupy Wall Street are former middle-class people that had, and you mentioned the word, Bob, that had their own. They had self-respect because they used to be gainfully employed. They're not anymore. They've lost their jobs. They've lost their homes. They've lost any hope of providing for themselves and their family. So, Mr. Gingrich, you know, my God, Newt, sit down and shut up. You know, that's all that you have to contribute. And I think I remember him being part, wasn't he Speaker of the House? Yes, he was. Wasn't he part of this thing to legitimize China? You know, let's get him most favored nation status. Let's legitimize China so we can make them a business partner. That now the corporations that used to be here providing jobs for America are now operating over in Red China. Oh, isn't that... Newt, I'll say it again. Sit down and shut up. Thank you for your call, Bob. Appreciate it. You know, James Diefenbach posted an article on Freedom Forum from the end of the American dream, and thank you, Jim, for doing that. If you live in the United States today, you need to understand that your privacy is being constantly eroded. And again, all of these issues, oh, well, the terrorists used to be outside of the country. No, they've been radicalized through the Internet, through different various, and we've got to go into all of that because we've classified people as being terrorists. So we must, for the security of everybody else, go in there and smash what there used to be privacy inside the United States.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, RBN listeners. By now, most of you have started stocking up on gold and silver to get you through the upcoming economic crisis, and that's good. You're ahead of the crowd. But when the dollar finally fails, as every paper currency in the history of the world has failed, and silver and gold prices are worth hundreds or even tens of thousands of dollars an ounce, do you really expect to be able to easily trade them for basic essentials? With precious metals prices soaring, now may be the time to take a look at copper. For thousands of years, copper was used daily for bartering in the marketplace, and we're guessing we'll need it again, and very soon. Visit AOCScopper.com, the nation's largest private producer of copper medallions, and browse our huge selection. Stock up now while you still have time. That's AOCScopper.com, and use promo code RBN to receive free shipping. Don't get stuck without a practical way to trade. Visit AOCScopper.com and get prepared today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Well, our world is going a little crazy, or at least the loons that are running the government are out of the box. Government paranoia is off the charts, and law enforcement authorities have become absolutely obsessed with watching us, listening to us, tracking us, recording us, compiling information on all of us, and getting us to spy on one another. Now, if you doubt that we are rapidly getting to the point where the government will monitor every breath you take and every move you make, the truth is that the government is watching you more closely now than ever. And they're spending billions upon billions of dollars to enhance their surveillance capabilities even further. Now, if our society stays on this current path, we will eventually have zero privacy left. At this point, it's not too hard to imagine a society where we'll not be able to say anything, buy anything, sell anything, assemble with others, or even leave our homes without government permission. And I'm not being extreme here. We truly are descending into an absolute nightmare, and the American people had better wake up. Sadly, most people living in the United States and in Europe don't even realize what's happening. Most of them think that everything is just fine. The Big Brother control grid is being constructed all over the Western world, squeezes all of us just a little bit tighter every single day, and most people don't even feel it. But when you step back and take a look at the big picture, it's horrifying. Now, there are 14 new ways the government is watching you. In many areas of the United States, You will be arrested if you do not produce proper identification for the police. And in the old days, your papers, please, was a phrase that we used to mock the tyranny of, say, Nazi Germany. But now all of us are being required to be able to produce our papers for law enforcement authorities at any time. For instance, a 21-year-old college student named Samantha Zucker was recently arrested and put in a New York City jail for 36 hours just because she couldn't produce any identification for the police. Second thing you're doing here, the federal government has decided that you and I will share with one another on Facebook and Twitter could be a threat to national security. Now, you notice what I did with the story here about this lone wolf guy. You know, what was the deal here? Well, he was radicalized through the Internet. According to a recent Associated Press article, the Department of Homeland Security will soon be gleaning information from such as Twitter and Facebook for law enforcement purposes. Other law enforcement agencies are getting to the act as well. For example, the New York Police Department recently created a special social media unit dedicated to looking for criminals on social media networks such as Facebook and Twitter. Third thing you're doing, new high-tech streetlights that are being funded by the federal government that are being installed all over the country that can be used as surveillance cameras, can be used by the DHS to make security announcements, and even can be used to record personal conversations. Paul Joseph Watson, guy over in England, he recently wrote, federally funded high-tech streetlights are now being installed in American cities, are not only set to aid the DHS in making security announcements and acting as talking surveillance cameras, they're also capable of recording conversations themselves, bringing the potential privacy threat posed by the IntelliStreets to a whole new level. Fourth, more than a million hotel television sets all over America are now broadcasting the propaganda message directly from the Department of Homeland Security, promoting the See Something, Say Something campaign. Now, in essence, the federal government wants all of us to become informants and start spying on one another constantly. Now, think about this, folks. They're inducing you to become suspicious of our fellow Americans, to listen to them, to watch them. See something, say something. The USA Today, in a recent article, posted this. Starting today, the welcome screens on 1.2 million hotel television sets in Marriott, Hilton, Sheraton, Holiday Inn, and other hotels in the USA will show a short public service announcement from DHS. The 15-second spot encourages viewers to be vigilant and call law enforcement if they witness something suspicious during their travels. 5. The FBI is now admittedly recording internet talk radio programs all over the United States. The following comes from a recent article by Mark Weaver of WAML.com. If you call a radio talk show and get on the air, you might be recorded by the FBI. The FBI has awarded $524,927, this contract to a Virginia company to record as much radio news and talk programming as it can find on the Internet. The FBI says it's not playing Big Brother by policing the airwaves, but rather seeking access to what airs as potential evidence. Potential evidence for what? Now, this is very creepy. Why is the FBI so interested in what's being said during Internet talk radio programs? 6. TSA Viper teams are now conducting random inspections at bus stations and on interstate highways all over the United States. For example, the following comes from a local news report down in Tennessee. You're probably used to seeing TSA's signature blue uniforms at the airport, but now agents are hitting the interstates to fight terrorism with visible intermodal prevention and response, hence Viper. Where is a terrorist more apt to be found? Not these days on an airplane, more likely on the interstate. said Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security Commissioner Bill Gibbons. Tuesday, Tennessee was the first to deploy Viper simultaneously at 5 way stations and 2 bus stations across the state. 7. Thermal imaging face scanners are becoming more and more sophisticated. Law enforcement authorities in Western world are getting very excited about pre-crime tools. Minority Report, just read that. Tools such as this will enable them to prevent crimes before they happen. The following is from a recent BBC News article. A sophisticated new camera can detect lies just by watching our faces as we talk, according to experts. The computerized system uses a simple video camera, high-resolution thermal imaging sensor, and a suite of algorithms. Now, researchers say the system could be a powerful aid to security services. But face scanners are not just a tool to be used in the future. The truth is that face scanners are being used all over the United States now. The following comes from an article posted by Singularity Hub. Law enforcement continues to adopt new technologies in an effort to make their jobs easier and to keep us safer. The last gizmo attaches to officers' iPhones and turns them into biometric face scanners. The scanners have already been street tested in Massachusetts. Pretty soon, cops all over the U.S. will be using them to ID suspects. Before long, technology like this will be all over America. In fact, the FBI announced that it will be activating a nationwide facial recognition service in January. Number 8. Another pre-crime technology currently being tested by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is the Future Attribute Screening Technology, or they call it FAST. The following description of this new program comes from an article in the London Telegraph. Notice not a U.S. paper. Using cameras and sensors, the pre-crime system measures and tracks changes in a person's body movements, the pitch of their voice, and the rhythm of their speech. It also monitors breathing patterns, eye movements, blink rates, alterations in body heat, which are used to assess an individual's likelihood to commit a crime. The Future Attribute Screening Technology, or the FAST program, is already being tested on a group of government employees who volunteered to act as guinea pigs. Do you want government officials to pull you aside and interrogate you just because you're feeling a little bit nervous on a particular day? Or maybe you just had a knockdown dragout with your spouse. 9. Sadly, pre-crime technology is even being used on our children. The Florida State Department of Juvenile Justice has announced it will begin using analysis software to predict crime by young delinquents and will place potential offenders in a specific prevention and education program. Did you hear what I just said? If they deem, by their analysis, that one of your kids out there is a potential offender, even though they didn't do anything, they'll be placed in specific prevention and education programs. Is this sounding a little bit like 1984? Is this sounding like Orwellville to you? Well, it damn well better, because it is exactly that. You know, in the movie 1984, what were they doing? They were monitoring you. They were watching you. In that movie, because the technology was not quite here yet, you know, you might have a helicopter flying by a window, peeking in to see what you're doing. Oh, but you see, they already had the monitor screens that were two-way. It kind of like television sets. That way you could watch it, but it could also watch you. Double plus good, I say. Where the hell's my new razor blades? How soon will it be before this type of thing is applied to adults? Well, number 10, our children are being programmed to accept the fact that they will be watched and monitored constantly. For example, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is spending large amounts of money to install surveillance cameras in the cafeterias of public schools all across the country so that the government control freaks can closely monitor what our children are eating. Number 11, the U.S. government is also using polls and surveys as tools to gather information about all of us. previous articles, they've noted how government authorities seems particularly interested in our children. According to Mike Adams of Natural News, the CDC is starting to call parents all over the U.S. to question them about the vaccination status of their children. And I'm quoting here, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, which has been comprehensively exposed as a vaccine propaganda organization promoting the interest of drug companies, is now engaged in a household surveillance program that involves calling U.S. households and intimidating parents into producing child immunization records. As part of what it deems as a National Immunization Survey, NIS, the CDC is sending letters to U.S. households alerting them that they will be called by a NORC at the University of Chicago, and that household should have your child's immunization records handy when answering our questions. And we have a copy of the letter, of which I will read to you, so you know that this is true stuff. This is Department of Health and Human Services, and this is from the National Center for Health Statistics in Hyattsville, Maryland. From the director of the National Center for Health Statistics, I'm asking for your help with an important study conducted by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention called the National Immunization Survey. The survey tells us which vaccines people in the U.S. have received and about other important health topics. Results from the NIS are used to help health officials in their efforts to improve health care programs. In the next few weeks, NORC at the University of Chicago will call your household to take part in this study for the CDC. For this study, we need to ask about vaccinations and about your children's health. Some households also may be asked questions about the health services their children need or use. If you have a child between 17 and 37 months of age, it would be helpful to have your child's immunization records handy when answering our questions. However, you can also answer these questions without the records. Your phone number was chosen randomly by our computers. It's important for us to interview every household we call to get a complete picture of your area's immunization rates and key factors that might affect them. The study is important, but you do not have to take part, or you can decide not to answer one or more questions. They give a toll-free number if you'd like to take part in the study now. Oh, you can call them. You can also call the number to learn more about the study and what you'll be asked. For more information, turn this letter over or go to the study's website, cdc.gov/NCHS/NIS.htm. Your answers to the NIS will provide information to help improve the nation's health now and years ahead. We need your help to make the study a success. We hope you decide to take part when we call. Signed by Edward J. Sondick, Ph.D., he's a piled high and deep. Director for the National Center for Health Statistics, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Ain't that special? Number 12 on the list. I digressed a second there. A very disturbing document that Oath Keepers has obtained shows the FBI is now instructing store owners to report many new forms of suspicious activity to them. According to the document, suspicious activity now includes the following: paying with cash, missing a hand or finger, strange odors, making extreme religious statements, radical theology. Let me stop here. Radical theology by these creeps is, I want my government back. I want the Fed Reserve gone. I want the Constitution. This is the radical theology of today, folks. Are you hearing me? Purchasing weatherproofed ammunition or match containers. Purchasing meals ready to eat. Purchasing night vision devices, night flashlights, or gas masks. Any of those signs of suspicious activity apply to you? According to the report on WorldNet Daily, this document is part of a series of brochures that will be distributed to farm supply stores, gun shops, military surplus stores, and even hotels and motels. Man. 13. In some areas of the country, law enforcement authorities are pulling data out of cell phones for no reason whatsoever. According to the ACLU, state police in Michigan are now using extraction devices to download data from the cell phones of motorists that they pulled over. This is happening even if the motorists that are pulled over are not accused of doing anything wrong. As I told the Michigan State Police, I said, you know, I'm a little dyslexic. I see the Michigan Police State. Thank you very much. The following is how a recent article on CNET News described the capabilities of these extraction devices. The devices sold by a company called Celebrite, I said Celebrite, can download text messages, photos, video, and even GPS data from most brands of cell phones. The handheld machine have various interfaces to work with different models and can even bypass security passwords and access some information. Number 14 on our hit list. The government can spy on us and record our conversation seemingly without any limitation. And not only that, folks, without any limitation, without any reason. There's no probable cause. What the hell is PC to these people? To them, it's just politically correct. It's not probable cause. But in many areas of the country, it's become illegal to watch them or record them in public. So you can't photograph them. You can't video them. Well, there's been court cases that said, you know what, that just doesn't right. For example, one 20-year-old man down in Florida was recently arrested for trying to document a confrontation that he was having with police on his iPhone. But if we can't record them, how can we prove our side of the story in court? Well, you see, in court, police officers are assumed to tell the truth. Did you know that, folks? That because they've got the shiny badge and the gun, that when they get in court to testify, they're automatically telling the truth. I kid you not. They laugh up their sleeves about this, especially in traffic courts. Bottom line here, America is becoming a much different place. Our privacy is eroded in a thousand different ways. National governments and big corporations know far more about you than you probably ever would imagine, or maybe even about your spouse. Yes, there will always be security threats, but we should not have to throw away any of our rights in order to be safe. And I question that security threat. America is supposed to be about liberty and freedom. America is supposed to be the land of the free and the home of the brave. Now, if given a choice between living in 1984 and living in 1776, I know what my choice would be. I'd choose 1776. I would choose liberty and freedom, even if it meant that the world around me was a little bit less safe. What about you? What would you choose? The sad fact is this propaganda machine that's being further propagated by the corporate media is there to do one thing, and that's condition you. Make you believe that everybody is a threat, everything and everybody is a threat. They're pushing safety, 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 safety. That's their job now, to make everybody safe. Well, why don't, you know, there's only 300 million of us. You know, why don't we have, cop patch dolls? You know, let's grow cops specifically to be your companion for the rest of your life. Kind of like a nanny cop. That they can be with you when you're sleeping, when you're eating, when you're bathing, whether you're going to work or going to school, or, well, just sitting quietly at home. Why don't we just have a body there just to monitor everything that you do? Wouldn't that make you feel safe? They're moving without restriction. They're moving without restriction because they can. They're moving without restriction at their will. And you standing at an airport screening process telling these people, I don't want to be scammed. They'll tell you, okay, opt out. Go leave. Go drive your car. Go take a bus. Oh, really? Well, see, the TSA is moving in on that as well. That was their cleanup before. Well, if you don't like being checked, you know, we're just doing this for everybody else's safety. If you don't like that, drive to grandma's house or take a bus. But the TSA will be in full force there as well. Slowly closing in. All because of what? What they're declaring to be possible terrorists. And we have told you many times, through many official government programs, of what they've spelled out potential terrorists are in this country. If you're an advocate of the Second Amendment, you could be a terrorist. If you go to Bible study class, you could be a cult, you could be a terrorist. If you espouse liberty and freedom, if you talk too much about the Constitution, you may be a terrorist. Hell, the Mayak reports out of Missouri. Hell, if you had a Ron Paul bumper sticker on your car, you may be a terrorist. Really? Somebody that's operating inside the federal government as a representative of the state of Texas, your association with him, you may be a terrorist. You see where this is all going, folks. Intimidation. Sit down. Shut up. Don't make any waves. Don't complain. We're from the government, and we're here to help you. Just like this guy today showed up at the office to, well, help me, I guess. Well, so who knows what they're going to do next? You know, what are we going to divert the nation's attention with next? Maybe a war in Iran. You know, that's always a good wag-the-dog scenario. Create a phony war. Let's chew up more people. Let's kill more people. Let's have the arms manufacturers, just make a few more guns and a few more tanks, a few more bullets, and all the logistics to supply all that. Oh, forget about the money. You know, we're here to keep you safe. While the American people have been robbed, raped, and pillaged, by God, by jingo, they're here to keep us all safe. The only terrorism that I see going on in the United States today is coming from our own damn government, sad to say. But you will submit, you will comply. See, if they would have waited just another generation, they're already in there programming your kids in schools. They have no privacy. They have no rights. Your locker is open to inspection. You can't video anybody in school. They've got cops stationed in every public school just for the kids' security. And to thump your head off of a table or a wall if they so choose, if you're not cooperating. If you give them too much guff at the airport about the TSA screening, you know what? You see where this is going, folks. Join me tomorrow. Bob Chapman will be joining me on the National Intel Report. I am John Stattmiller, and I'll be here tomorrow. The next